Parents are supposed to love and support their children and do their best to bring them up into well-adjusted, functioning adults. Not everyone is cut out to be a parent, however, and some are actively bad at it. Parents who fail their children in very basic ways are called toxic parents. Some toxic parent situations are obvious, such as in the case of physical abuse. Here, it is quite straightforward to see what the problem is. Other situations are not so clear. Some children of toxic parents can dig in their heels, insisting that everything is fine and their parents are excellent, simply because they have spent so long pretending and convincing themselves as well as the world around them. Not all toxic parents are willfully malevolent. Some become toxic by simply being self-centered. Some characteristics of toxic parents are: they need you to take care of them, therefore inverting the healthy parent-child relationship. Their feelings come first. They work to conceal rather than solve problems. Control is very common, whether financial or through guilt and shame. They refuse to let you grow up, perpetually infantizing you. And they repeatedly violate your boundaries, refusing to recognize you as your own person. They undermine rather than support. This list is by no means exhaustive, and the situation is not black and white. Still, all those factors combine to create an incredibly toxic atmosphere to grow up in, one not conducive to healthy development. This is without getting into the problem of narcissistic parents, which is an even bigger topic. Of those children of toxic parents who realize the situation, some learn coping mechanisms, using their support network of friends to deal with some of the more egregious boundary violations by their parents. Others choose to simply cut off contact with their progenitors. Neither solution is easy, but then, neither is living with toxic parents in the end.